Good morning, everyone. This is Madison. Welcome to our June Build Your Skills call. I am so excited about this morning's call because we have some new members on. And I'm also double excited because we have the amazing Alice Hinckley moderating today. And I am the Build Your Skills expert this month. So you guys are going to get to listen to me talk way more than you usually do. And hopefully I can answer some questions for you guys about social media. Alice is going to be on in just a second. I just wanted to, for those of you who are new members and haven't been on a call before, and as a reminder to those of you who are on our calls all the time, at the end of this Build Your Skills call, after Alice and I are done kind of chatting for a minute, we are going to open up the call to questions. So if you have a question that you want to ask me or Alice, please hit *2 on your phone, and that will get you in line to ask your question. If you've tuned in online, you can submit your question or, say what's up to us by clicking the Submit a Question button on the left-hand side of the webpage. And then, of course, as always, when it's your turn to ask your question, I will call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. So please listen out for those last 4 digits because I will unmute you and you will get to ask your question live. So with that, Alice, are you ready to get started?
I sure am, Madison. Thanks so much for agreeing to be our Build Your Skills call expert this month. Ladies, I'm so excited because Madison is way beyond expert level when it comes to social media. She has so much knowledge. She keeps up with the trends. As you all know, she's really hip already. And you guys ask over and over again questions about social media, so we thought this would be a great place to, you know, have a little discussion about it. So the question really is, Madison, are you ready? Because I have several questions for you.
Yes, I'm ready. Let's get this party started.
All right. Let's do it then. So what if I'm just getting started on social media for my business? Maybe it's one of two ways, Madison. I haven't done much social media at all, or I've done social media, maybe Facebook or Instagram, for personal reasons, and now I want to integrate my business into that. Where do we start? What do we do? Because it can be terribly overwhelming when you see all there is out there.
That's a great question. Thank you for asking that. And I will say that this is one of the most asked questions that I get, especially from our wonderful members, is where do I start? So, ladies, you're all in network marketing. You're all awesome. For those of you who are on Facebook already, good for you. You have already started. The best place to start with on social media for your network marketing business is actually with your personal Facebook page that you already have. You already have friends connected there. You may have acquaintances connected there. Maybe you're connected to your hairdresser or, you know, the lady who does your nails. You have so many connections already on your personal Facebook page. That's the absolute best place to start. Start sharing maybe, like, images of upcoming events. Like, you know, are you going to a Chamber of Commerce meeting or are you having a party at your house? Post those things to your Facebook to kind of let people know what's going on. And, you know, it can be as simple as just saying on your personal Facebook page, hey, I started this awesome new business. You know, message me if you want to know about it. It's not as daunting as you think. While you can start a business Facebook page, that's kind of the next level, I would say. But for those of you who are just getting started with social media, starting with your personal Facebook page is a really great way to kind of get your feet wet. Our co-founder, Esther Spina, for example, I actually help her with her social media a little bit, and her personal business page is the best place for us to connect with people. She has like 5,000 friends. Esther has her personal Facebook page and then also her business Facebook page. But we connect more with people on her personal Facebook page than anywhere else. So it doesn't matter if you're just starting out or if you have tons of connections like Esther. I think for network marketers, your personal Facebook page is a great, great place to start. So did that answer your question?
I think so, because one thing that I've noticed, Madison, is everybody thinks they need to get out there and get a business page, right? And the fact is, then you have to build that audience.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So that people don't see it. So if you've already got an audience on your personal Facebook page, that's a wonderful way to start. And let me ask you this.
Exactly.
Sometimes people get on and all they do is talk about their business. I don't know. I'm kind of turned off by that. Is there a ratio of how often you should talk about your business compared to just, you know, my kids graduating or look at my cute dog or I just won a tennis match I didn't think I could or I'm reading this great book? Can you give us some guidance if we're going to start on our personal page and all of a sudden start talking about a business and we haven't in front of all those friends that we do already have an established relationship with?
Absolutely. So in marketing, there is the golden 80-20 rule. So the 80-20 rule is that you share 80% of valuable content that gives people something really amazing or shares your personal life, and then 20% is sales. So you want to make sure that is your cute dog, your tennis match, a super awesome vinyl record that you've been searching for years and finally found, and then save your sales stuff or the stuff for your business to keep that to 20% of what you post. Now, that's the golden rule for starting to share, if you're going to start to share on your personal page, which I suggest is where you start. Now, there are tiny caveats to that. If some of our members, if y'all are friends with Alice or follow Alice on Facebook, Alice is at conferences all the time, and they look so awesome and amazing. Because while she's there, she's posting amazing people, what she's seeing, the speakers, people she's meeting. So there are exceptions to the 80-20 rule. If you're at an awesome conference, like the Ambitious Women Conference, for example, which happens in the spring, share as much as you want. If you're doing something awesome that involves your business, like going to a conference, share as much as you want. But when you get started and you want to share your business with your friends on Facebook, try to keep it to 80-20. So 80% inspiring posts, photos of your dog, et cetera, and then try to work in about 20% of your business in there.
Madison, let me ask you about this then. Like when it comes to those conferences, I make it a real point not to talk about my network marketing business. Right? I'm meeting this great entrepreneur. I'm meeting this powerful woman. I'm learning this. I'm learning that. Is that the right thing to do? Because for me, that makes it kind of almost a hybrid between my lifestyle experience and business, because I'm not really saying anything about promoting my business, just that I'm around successful people and I'm learning. Is that kind of the right idea to help people, you know, engage more with you and see what you're doing, even without kind of in an underlying way promoting your business?
Yes, absolutely. Alice, you're absolutely right. So what you do when you go to conferences, you're amazing at creating FOMO, which is fear of missing out, right? Because you are posting with these amazing leaders, you're learning awesome stuff, and you're sharing, like, how much fun you're having with these people and how much you're gaining from these amazing conferences. So what that does is it creates a feeling. I feel this way about your posts. I know that other people are too. Like, I wish I was at that conference with you because you're learning so much. Like, how did Alice get hooked up into this thing? So while I know that you're there learning because you're an amazing business person, you know, you have a great way of creating that fear of missing out, which makes people want to connect with you more, which just opens up more opportunities for you to sell your business when it comes to that, you know, 20% time.
Right.
So if you're sharing things that people want to be a part of, like these conferences, then when you do post that one, you know, hey, I have this awesome business, would you like to know more about it, post per week, let's say, then you'll have more people saying, yeah, Alice, I want to know what you're up to because I want to do all this fun stuff. Are you doing that for your business? People will start to reach out to you more.
Right.
So
here's how I think the ladies can apply this, Madison, and that is, even if you're in a networking group and there's a brief speaker, you can get your picture made with them and post something about that. If you're in a networking group and you meet a successful entrepreneur, anywhere in direct sales or network marketing, or maybe they own, like last night I spoke at a meeting where I met a woman who has a very successful salon that she's owned for 16 years, and now she's trying to build a network marketing business also. So, you know, I did a little thing with her talking about how wonderful Cynthia is and how she has the skills. She just has to apply them to our industry now. So you guys can do this too. It doesn't have to be a big, long weekend convention. It can be a one-hour event. Tonight I'm helping co-host a charity thing, so I'll probably do something from there. Just a quick little, you know, here we are supporting. So don't think, you guys, that you have to travel to the Ambitious Women's Conference or to Ambition to do that. You can do it in your own backyard anytime you meet with a group of people and you're impressed with someone or you learn something from them. Get your picture made with them, do a quick video with them, and post it and say you're learning something or you're impressed to have met this person, anything like that. Because once again, people will be curious, well, where was she when she did that, right? How did she get to meet that person? Mm-hmm. So I think you can do it. It doesn't have to be at a big old conference, right, Madison? I think it can be anywhere that you, during your week, meet those type of people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in your backyard, having coffee, or, you know, hey, just, you know, if you run into your friend at the grocery store, I mean, you know, just social media at its core was created so that we could see what everybody's doing all the time. So it makes it, it's a way to for you to put yourself out there a little bit, and people love to connect with you on a personal level. So, you know, use that to your advantage. Like Alice said, when you meet somebody that you learn something from, or you have a friend who's an entrepreneur as well, or whatever, you can use that to your advantage by taking photos and posting on Facebook. Absolutely, Alice, you're right, 100%. It doesn't have to be a big conference. It can be something that's your day-to-day, man. Hey, take a photo, take selfies. People love selfies. Selfies are effective.
They do, don't they? So if we're going to start with Facebook, do we then go ahead and add these other programs, because there are so many, Madison, or how would you do it? Do you, you know, how do I know what programs to choose to be involved in? Because I feel like, you know, I have an Instagram account, I have a LinkedIn account, I have a Twitter account. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else I have, but a YouTube account, right? Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot. I mean, I could spend my whole day making sure there are updates on those. So how do you choose the programs? Right. I know you said let's start with Facebook. What if I'm a little more seasoned and some of the ladies have a great following on Facebook? Do they add another one? Mm-hmm. And then how do they choose which one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my personal suggestion, which, you know, everyone is different. So find what feels good for you is my big advice for social media. Find what feels good. Don't overwhelm yourself with it. You know, just having Facebook by itself is totally fine. That can absolutely work for you. If you just want to deal with Facebook, do it. If you feel like you're ready to expand or you want to reach more people, Instagram, I say, is the natural next step, because it's photos, it's videos, and Instagram and Facebook are owned, well, Instagram is owned by Facebook, so they're very similar. You can connect your Instagram to your Facebook page, so all your photos go straight to Facebook. It's very integrated, so it's not as daunting as taking on something like Twitter. Sometimes Twitter can be a little daunting because, you know, some people feel like they have to be tweeting every single little thing that happens in their life. And while you do want to share on Twitter, it's not necessary to post 500 tweets or 20 tweets a day. You can get by with 5 to 7. So I would say natural progression would be Instagram. LinkedIn is something that everyone should have as an employee, as an entrepreneur. LinkedIn is something that everyone should have no matter what, because LinkedIn is such an amazing place to meet different people and learn. There are so many incredible articles on LinkedIn about expanding your business, growing your business, what happens when you run into this problem. So many thought leaders are on LinkedIn. It's an incredible, incredible resource for learning. So LinkedIn, once you create a profile and get everything looking nice, which takes, I would say, probably about an hour or so, depending on how long you want to make your, you know, your history. once you've got your LinkedIn set up, there's really not a whole lot of maintenance that you have to do to it. You can post to LinkedIn if you want to share different things there, but it's not necessary. Simply having a presence on LinkedIn is enough to help you stay connected to people that you might not see all the time, connect to new people. LinkedIn is not something that you have to post to all the time like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So I suggest everyone get a LinkedIn, set one up, and then use it as a learning tool. If you've used your personal Facebook page and you have a ton of friends and you really like it and you feel like you want to take your business Facebook sharing to the next level, then get a Facebook business page. If you feel like you're ready for that step and you think that it would really benefit your business, go for it. Just, I guess, word to the wise, or my word of caution, is that it's harder to build up a Facebook business page because Facebook makes it harder. The company, Facebook, makes it harder to build up your business page because they want Facebook to be about personal interaction. So while it's possible to build up a business Facebook page, it's a little harder. You have to put a little more time and thought and effort into it because Facebook runs the world, basically, just like Google. That's another.
You missed the memo.
That's another. Yeah, that's another topic for another day. I could talk about that for a whole hour.
All right. Well, let's go into a little bit of conversation about tools that you can use and that kind of thing, Madison. Like, I've heard of this thing called SenseShare that helps you set up your posts in advance, like Hootsuite and all these others. Now, I use the term, I've heard of them. You know, what tools are there that you would recommend to the ladies that are maybe simple to use, but help them feel like they have this under control so that having a presence on social media doesn't take over their life?
Absolutely. So there are a ton of tools out there, ladies. You can choose. There are so many. If you try one and don't like it, you can find another one. The ones that I've found that are the easiest, that work the best, are, there's one called Hootsuite, which is, it's been around for a long time. So they have been in the game forever. They keep up with things. You can even schedule Instagram posts in Hootsuite. It's affordable. If you just have, say, a Facebook page and a Twitter, you can connect those, and it's super easy to manage. So that's Hootsuite would be my recommendation for getting everything scheduled out in advance. And the positive thing about scheduling posts in advance is that it frees up your mind to do cool stuff. So if you schedule one post a day, and you know, for the month of June, and you know that your Facebook page is going to be updated at least once a day, then you don't have to think about it. So that way, you know, when you're at a business meeting or you go to a chamber of commerce meeting or something and meet someone, you're not going to be thinking, wow, should I be tweeting this? Should I be putting this on Facebook? It'll come more naturally to share. You're not going to be stressed about, oh, I have to post to Facebook today. What am I going to post? When you kind of get ahead of the game a little bit, it frees up your day to have more fun with Facebook and to make it fun, because it should be fun. Posting to social media should be fun for everybody. And there's a way to do that. Scheduling posts in advance is one way to do that. So Hootsuite for scheduling. And then another tool that I use every day that's very easy to use is called Canva, C-A-N-V-A, like canvas without the S, canva.com. And that is a creative tool that helps you create images. So if you wanted to share something like, hey, I'm having a party tonight, or we're having this awesome like benefit tonight, Alice, like you mentioned, Canva is a place that helps you create images that look like a graphic designer made them. So they have all these, you pick what kind of image you're looking for, say like a Facebook post or a Twitter post or even a poster. And they have templates that you can choose from. Choose one you like. Change the wording. You can change the colors a little bit. It's so simple to use, and it just makes your images look really, really amazing. So those are my two favorite tools, Hootsuite and Canva. And like I said, if you don't like either of those, there are about a billion more out there that are free to use that you can test out. It's just a matter of finding which tool is your favorite.
I love it, Madison. I'm feeling really hip right now because I use Canva occasionally.
Woo!
And it's, you guys, there's a it's free. You know, there's something you have to pay for certain images, but in general, Canva's free, so that's great if you want to use their free images. So
that's awesome.
What if, Madison, I've been sharing, you know, I've been active on social media and I've been sharing about my business some, and I'm not getting any results. I feel stagnant. What do I do to change that? How do I change it up to get my audience's or my friends' attention?
Well, that's a great question, Alice. A lot of people feel that way. I know I've talked to a couple of our members in the past couple of weeks about that exact thing. And the answer is, get creative. Take a little time to think about, what do you click on social media? When you're scrolling your Facebook page on your iPad on the couch, you know, what do you click on? And then try to work that into your own social media. So, for example, I click on a lot of photos of my friends because I want to see what they're up to in different states and cities. So how do I work that into my business? Well, I need to post more pictures of what I'm doing, even if it's a boring, you know, a shot. I just moved into my office. I need to share some images of my new office. Like, that's just a no-brainer there. Another thing you can do is do something cool that your audience can get excited about and involved in, like a giveaway. Is your network marketing company, do you guys offer something that you can give away? Say like a lipstick or an eyeliner or a candle or something like that. Do a giveaway on Facebook. It's not hard to do. You just use Canva to create a cool little picture and then say comment. You don't have to do anything crazy. You just say, leave me a comment with your favorite nail polish color or something like that, and then you can pick a winner. Promotions like that, contests, giveaways, are a great way to get your audience reinvigorated. Another way, which some of you have probably seen, Alice, I saw you just did one as well, is doing Facebook Live posts. So all you have to do there is use your smartphone, go into your Facebook app, and when you want to post something new, there's an option to post something live. It's a live video that only exists on Facebook. Share something funny you just saw. Share something awesome that you read today. If you read a great article and found an amazing quote, share that. Do you have a question for your community? What do you guys want to see next? Like, what is your favorite product? How has, like, you know, how has something affected you? Facebook Live is an amazing way to invigorate your audience right now, because Facebook, the company, Facebook is promoting those live posts higher in the newsfeed. So the chances of people seeing your Facebook Live post are way higher, because Facebook, the company, is rewarding you for going live on their platform. So right now, posting live to Facebook is a great way to reinvigorate your audience. So those are just two ways you can do that.
Madison, can I ask you something here? Since you're talking about Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So many of the ladies think they have to be perfect when they go on video. I get this question a lot. I would just say, I mean, I even said it to somebody last night that was asking me after I spoke. I'm like, look, sometimes I post right after I took the dog for an hour walk. So I'm sweaty, I don't have on makeup, and I say that's what I just did because that's real life. Or sometimes I say, hey, I'm in my tennis clothes, that's why I have my hair in a ponytail. Love being an entrepreneur because I've worked hard this morning. I learned this or this happened, and now I get to go play tennis. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how you feel about this, but I think people want you to be relatable. You don't have to be so polished and perfect all the time. Maybe sometimes you are polished and perfect, right, when you do a video. But Facebook Live is about life. So how do you feel about that? I mean,
you are absolutely right, Alice. You really hit the nail on the head on that one. Like I said, social media was created so that we could share our personal lives more. And from an expert perspective, the most effective social media accounts across the board, network marketing and non-network marketing, are people who share what's happening with them all the time. Don't you guys love to see Kate Middleton with her babies? Yes, she's made up because she's like, you know, a princess. But sharing sharing yourself, no makeup, sweaty from the gym, just hanging out at your house, you have your glasses on, you didn't put your contacts in. People connect with that because it makes you a real human. It makes you relatable to them. You're not Kim Kardashian, and you certainly don't have to be Kim Kardashian. Just be yourself, and people will connect with you, and they'll want to connect with you more because they can relate to you. Like, oh, man, Alice plays tennis? Like, I play tennis, too. That's rad. So there are, yes, agree 100%. Do not be intimidated by Facebook Live. It's just like talking to your sister or your best friend. You don't have to be made up to do it. And there's no pressure. There is absolutely no pressure. I know being on camera can be scary, but trust me, it's not. Everybody is just happy to see your face. They're not judging you on how you look. Like, do not be intimidated by Facebook Live.
And here's my other tip, Madison. Don't watch yourself before you post it. Just post. You know, you said what you wanted to say. You were real. Because if you watch yourself, like the one I did last night, I watched it when I got home later. And I was like, well, that wasn't too bad, except for if you look at this, I'm licking my lips. Well, it was really hot in that room. But, right? So it is what it is. Yeah. You just do your thing. You notice and are so critical of all these little details, mm-hmm. and other people really aren't paying. I mean, they're not staring down your video, right? They're listening to you, looking at your smile, that kind of thing. So here's a question I have for you, Madison, since we kind of are talking mm-hmm. quite a bit about Facebook. How mm-hmm. should the ladies approach interacting in Facebook groups? Because I noticed that I've started realizing that I can do a couple little videos, and I'm in a couple groups where they don't want you to do Facebook Live, but you can still record a video and upload it. If video is good for your feed, is it good in the groups to go in and say, hey, I just learned this about direct selling, because I'm in a group called Direct Sales Success. It's a great group. You know, hey, I learned this about direct selling last night. I thought I'd share it with you guys. Is that a good idea? Mm-hmm. And not just about video, but how should the ladies choose their groups? How many should they be in? How should they interact? That kind of thing.
Okay. That's a great question, Alice. I'm so glad you asked that. So if we take a step back and look at just social media as a whole, in general, people on social media respond to videos much more than they do, say, a text post or an image. So posting videos is a great idea for groups. What you want to be sure of, though, is you want to keep your video as short as you can and still get your point across. Because think about it. If you're on your phone scrolling through and you see a video of Alice, chances are you're going to pause and watch it. But if it's 12 minutes long, love you, Alice, but I'm not watching the whole thing. If it's, you know, 2 to 5 minutes long, yeah, I've got 2 to 5 minutes. I can hang on for that much, for that long. You know what I mean? So if you are, yes, absolutely post videos to groups. If you are posting videos, just be sure to keep them short-ish if you can. Also, okay, so that's the first part of your question. The second part of your question, how many groups should you be in? So this is, it depends on what your time is like. If you have time, if you're dedicating 2 hours, 3 hours a week to social media and you want to be in 10 Facebook groups, go for it, girl. As long as you have enough time to dedicate to each of those groups to stay active in those groups, go for it. If you feel like you only, like 10 groups would be incredibly overwhelming, then just keep it to, you know, one to five. That way you can keep track of what other people are posting. You can like what they post. You can leave a comment. Like with our Ambitious Women Success Club group, you know, share what's going on in your life. Share inspiring images. Share questions. Share funny jokes. Share funny videos, like that you see on YouTube that you think are hilarious. Don't hesitate to share in your groups, but don't take on so many groups that you can't keep up with what's going on in those groups, because the whole point is to learn stuff, right? And to learn from other people and interact with other people, make connections. So do that, but don't commit to so many Facebook groups that it's overwhelming and you can't put your best foot forward in each one.
That's great advice.
That's my advice on that.
And, you know, Madison, here's what I did is I picked my 4 main groups, and then I have, you know, my team group and another class group. I mark those as my favorites on my Facebook page, so they're always up there on the top left. So that might be a suggestion for the ladies, because then you can see how many new posts have been in those 3 or 4 groups that you're interacting with. I mean, you may be in other groups, but if you've targeted these 3 or 4 to really get to know the people, then they're right there to click on, and you don't have to worry about seeing the notifications and stuff. So that's helped me, and someone who teaches all kinds of Facebook classes that I know through eWomen Network suggested that over a glass of wine one night, and it worked. And so I found that it really does help me, because you can see how many posts there's been. There's a number next to the title, right? And so you go, oh, I need to get over there, comment on those posts, read them, look at them, that kind of thing. So that's been really helpful for me.
Absolutely. That's a great tip, Alice. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. So, Madison, how do I know if this is working for me? How do I know if my brand of me as an entrepreneur out there in the direct selling and network marketing world, how do I know if it's working?
That's a great question. You're so full of great questions and advice, Alice. Oh, man, thank you for doing this call today. So it's just like, so for some of our older members, Amy's talked with us a little bit about perfecting your pitch. And she says all the time, if you're pitching people on your business and no one's calling you back or no one's signing up, something's wrong with your pitch, right? So that same concept applies to social media. If you are just breaking a sweat, posting to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and no one is responding or commenting or liking or sharing what you're doing, then chances are you need to switch it up a little bit. For those of you who have a Facebook business page, there's this really cool thing called analytics, and it's right there in your Facebook business page. It's super easy to find, and there it will list all it's called insights. I'm sorry, not analytics. It's called insights. And all of your posts get listed there, and it will show you how many people have clicked on it, how many people liked it, commented, shared on it. If some of your posts are doing better than others, What is that post? Was it a photo? Was it a video? Do more of that. Look, you can look at the insights and see what's working and do more of what's working, basically. If you're not, if you don't have a Facebook business page, and you're just sticking to your personal Facebook page, which is totally fine as well, think about, there's a few things to think about. If nothing's really happening, you're not really getting that much interaction from your friends, are you posting once a day? What's the frequency of your posting? If you're posting once a day and not getting much traction, maybe you need to post 2 or 3 times a day. Excuse me. If you're posting 10 times a day, maybe it's too much and people feel a little bit spammed by what you're posting. So bring it down a couple notches. Maybe stick to 3 or 4 posts a day. And this goes for Twitter and Instagram as well. You just have to take a look at what's working and what's not. And for my clients, every month we go over the numbers of what's working, like go over the numbers, who's clicking on what kind of stuff, how well did this post do? Did it work? Did anybody click on it? Did anybody like it or leave a comment? And every single month we change up the game. So it's not, I'm posting this thing on Monday, this thing on Tuesday, this thing on Wednesday for 12 months in a row. Every single month we change it up. So that way we get what people are interacting with the most, what they want to see in front of them, and it keeps your business fresh. So try something different. If people are liking and commenting and sharing what you are putting out there, then that's great. You know you're doing great. But there's always room to grow, right? So try something different. Try a giveaway. If your network marketing company doesn't offer products per se, you know, maybe there's a creative way that you can think of giving away like a Sonic gift card for the person who has the most creative way to do something. I don't know. There's a ton of things you can do. I'm going off on a tangent. That is how you kind of, if nothing's working for you, take a minute, figure out what you like to click on, and post more of that. Change it up. Do something different. Try out Canva. Make your own inspirational images. So that would be my advice for those who are not sure if it's working. Also, always phone a friend. We have so many great coaches at AWSC who can help you with this. Alice is a social media veteran as well. That's if it's concerning your business social media, always reach out via the phone, the hotline, or on a Q&A call, of course. Those resources are there for you too.
So, Madison, where else can I find help? Like, do these people that post all these videos on YouTube and that type of thing, do they know what they're talking about?
Yeah, most of them. I'm just kidding. There are so many. There is a website called socialmediaexaminer.com, and they have incredible advice. And it's super easy to read and absorb. Some of the articles get a little technical, but like 90% of what they post on their website is, in layman's terms, anybody can do it. And they have amazing, amazing ideas for how to switch things up, like what's happening on social media right now that maybe you can catch a hold of. They have a ton of how-to posts, like how to start a giveaway, how to set up a business page. They are an incredible resource for anything that has to do with social media, Facebook, Twitter, everything. So Social Media Examiner is a great way to do that. Another source for Facebook is Facebook. Take a look at your favorite people to follow on Facebook. Like, I really like the Female Entrepreneur Association.
Oh,
this girl,
the Female Entrepreneur Association. I'm a member. She's fabulous.
Me too. She's so, I know, me too. She is fabulous. And her Facebook page is fabulous. And I creep her on Facebook all the time and try to say, oh man, like, this post is doing awesome. How can I turn what she did here into something awesome for AWSC or for my personal page? So, and the same goes with Twitter and Instagram. Who else has a really, really great Facebook page? Who, Alice, I'm drawing a blank on the name. Who owns Virgin?
Richard Branson.
Like the plane.
Richard
Branson is incredible on social media because not only does he share what's going on with his companies, he shares him in the jungle feeding small children or stepping off the plane or with his wife and kids. Richard Branson is a great person to follow on all social media and to copy or emulate, I guess would be a better word. So if you're having trouble coming up with things to do, you know, another way to do that is to look at your favorite famous people on Facebook and see what they're doing. Because a lot of times you can take some of the things that they're doing and make it your own and see if that works. Because they have teams and teams and teams of experts helping them with that stuff. So, you know, you can copy what they're doing.
I like it. Doing.
Yeah.
That is terrific. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the people that I think are amazing on Facebook, so I lost my train of thought because I'm taking notes. Hopefully like everybody else, Madison. Sorry about that. Like, okay, who else on
no
Facebook
problem.
Should we be following? You know, it's really interesting,
yeah.
though. The way Facebook has it set up, they're always doing top stories, so sometimes you have to go look for those people, right, and think
yeah.
about it. They may not always be at the top of your news feed, even if you start following them. So
right.
All right, Madison, you ladies are in for a treat because Amy and I pretty much coerced Madison into giving you a great offer if you want a little help with your social media or a little consultation. So will you tell them, Madison, what you're willing to do for members of the Ambitious Women Success Club?
Yes. Ladies, I'm so excited. You know I'm your happiness hero, and it's my job to make you guys happy. So I am offering a special. Normally for my clients all across the country, I charge $100 for a one-hour phone consultation. And this includes is, you know, where are you on social media, a.k.a. what platforms are you on? What are your social media goals? What do you want to accomplish with social media? And then how I can get you there and also providing tips on how you can get yourself there. So normally I offer this one-hour phone call for $100, but I'm offering it for half price to my favorite ambitious women. So if you guys want to schedule a one-hour phone call with me for $50, you absolutely can do that. Just go to my website. Which is madcleo.com, and I will post this in our Facebook group so you guys can just click straight to it. It's madcleo.com, M-A-D-C-L-E-O, and if you go to my products page, it's right there for you. You can purchase it. As soon as you do, it will send me an email, and I will get back to you on scheduling a perfect time to do that. But that is something that I'm offering y'all because I love you so much, and I want to help you with your social media if you need it, if you feel like you need it.
Well, Madison, we certainly appreciate that more than you know.
Oh,
of course. I'm the one that'll send you a text or call you real quick and ask for a favor, so maybe I should have a consultation myself to get to know everything that you know. So, Madison, any chances that we have questions today? Anybody got their hand up for you?
Yeah, so it looks like, again, ladies, if you have a question, hit star 2 on your phone. We have a couple minutes left. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have about social media and how to get started. We did have someone write in, Pam wrote in a while ago and said, could you spell out the name of the app you're talking about? She kept missing it. So the one app I was talking about is called Hootsuite. Hoot as in like an owl, H-O-O-T, suite, S-U-I-T-E.com. And then the create your own images is called Canva, C-A-N-V-A.com, like canvas, like a painter's canvas without the S. And those are my two favorite tools. Alice, I'm so glad you use Canva because it's the best thing in the world.
Well, you're probably more probably easier for you than for me. Well, you do it all the time, so I do it occasionally.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but once you kind of get it down, I don't know. I love it. We do have one question. Caller with the last four digits, 5504. 5504, you are live. What can I do for you?
Hi, Madison and Alice. This is Ursula. This has been amazing. I love it.
Hi, Ursula. Oh, thank you.
Love it.
And
it's perfect timing because I've really been working on, I'm at the point where I'm trying to separate my business from my personal page just because my business impacts wider than my personal range. And so I guess, and I'm going to go to the webpage as soon as you have that posted and click on there and get an hour consultation. But in general, if you're splitting, if you're trying to move people over, and I don't have a huge following, I don't do a my Facebook, I've really tried to keep it private because it's my family, my friends, my people that I know. I don't friend everybody that asks to friend me. I check them out and I go, oh, well, this is somebody who just created an account. It's probably Sam or whatever. But how do I build, how do I either move people over? I mean, I can invite them. But then if I'm looking to branch out into an area where I'm once a month with a vendor fair, what do you recommend I do?
So if you want to branch out to a business page, Ursula, go for it. You know what? It sounds like it's the next step in the progression. And having a business page is a great way, like you said, to keep your personal life and your business life separate. And if you want to convert some of your personal friends over to like your business page, you know, all you have to do is post on your personal page and say, hey, I'm starting a business page. I would love for my friends to support me by liking my page. If you're interested about what my business page is all about, please send me a message. And that's all you have to do.
Cool.
You know, if you have a few of your friends that maybe are also network marketers, you might reach out to them directly through Facebook and just say, hey, I started my business page. You know, please like it. I would love your support here. So that's easy. You're not going to cross over everyone. So don't be discouraged if you have 600 personal friends and then your 600 personal friends don't like your business page. Not everyone is going to cross over. But that's a great way to get it started. It's as simple as saying, hey, like my business page.
Okay. Well, and then the other question is, like, if you're going to do Facebook, how do you keep a business page personal? I understand it's pretty straightforward on a personal page. You say, this is what I'm doing. But it feels like it's a little bit more challenging on the business side. And maybe I just haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it.
No, that's a great question. Just because you're creating a business page doesn't mean that it has to be incredibly formal. You are, in a sense, when you're a network marketer, you're still selling yourself a little bit, right? You have to go talk to this person and kind of sell yourself before you can sell your product. So think of it less like a business page and think of it more as an extension of your personal page a little bit. So like Alice and I were saying before, share photos with leaders. If you are out, like if you're going prospecting somewhere, share an image of where you're going. Or if you found an awesome new lunch spot, take a photo of the place and share it on your business page. Because you still want it to feel like people can get to know you personally there. It's just that you're not sharing the more personal things like photos of your grandkids. You know what I mean? Basically your personal page extended, just not quite as intimate. You want to save a few things for your personal page. Does that answer your question a little better?
It does. It's a fabulous starting point, and I can't wait to go click on that link you're going to post and schedule my hour because I have a ton of questions that are more specific. But this has been amazing.
Thank you
both so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome, Ursula. I'm happy to help. Okay. So it looks like we don't have any more questions, Alice. I think that was it.
Well, wonderful. Madison, thank you so much for being an absolutely delightful expert. I love your attitude and your willingness to think outside the box to help the ambitious women. Social media is an ever-changing platform, so having tips along the way helps us tremendously. So thank you so much for being willing to step into a different role, not just our happiness hero today, but our social media expert. And I want to once again encourage you guys to take advantage of Madison's generous offer of having that one-hour consultation at half price, especially if you are focusing on social media or if you've been frustrated with social media or you think that you could improve your reach in a completely different way if you just had someone who looks at it through a different set of eyeglasses, so to speak, or contacts maybe, depending on what you wear, then Madison is your girl because she helps entrepreneurs throughout lots of different industries. And so she sees many different things. So, Madison, thank you for so generously investing your time and your knowledge in the Ambitious Women today.
Of course, Alice. Thank you so much for being an amazing host, as always. It was an absolute pleasure.
All right, ladies. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow on